Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Tiger and Matt with Matt and Tiger, BLS. Get with it or get left behind.
Ooh.
Guys, I got something serious to tell you. I got to miss the podcast tonight. Matt will be rolling solo, and he's taking a lot of notes. He's talking about procrastination. He's talking about how to get over it. But I am procrastinating tonight's show.
Well, but what's new, right?
No. You're right, but what's new? They call me part-time. They call me part-time around here. Hey, guys, I'm just kidding. We are talking about procrastination motivation tonight. Procrastination is the thing I suffer with the most. I will procrastinate until the end. Trust me. I am Mr. Last Minute. I buy my Christmas gifts a couple days, like the day before Christmas Eve. My work, I always meet deadline, but I meet deadline. I'm never ahead. I'm always scrounging because I'm relaxing. I'm living like it's the off-season of my life, all of my life. So tonight I'm hoping to break through some boundaries with Matt. I'm hoping to be enlightened. But guys, let's start the show off with saying we are on iTunes. Get with us or get left behind. We are on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Guys, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Matt and Tiger, BLS. You can find us also on your browser by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Matt and Tiger BLS 1. Guys, you know where to find us? Again, rate, review, and comment on, let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you love, what you don't love. And my goal is to get Ty Lopez on the show. I just told Matt that today. Ty Lopez on his show says set big goals, set grand goals, set goals that are just out of your reach. I don't feel that I've done enough to gain his attention. However, I set the goal. I'm putting it out there. I'm projecting it. I'm speaking it to existence. But I want to have him on the show. I would love to pick his brain. I started my half of Matt and Tiger BLS because of the way he talked about reading. I started reading, and it turned into this. So being able to meet him and speak with him after what he's helped me do, which is find the love of reading again and starting my own show, would be pretty big for me. What's up, Matt?
Oh, nothing. I was just letting you talk really long-winded tonight.
You know what? I missed last night.
No, you were here.
I battle
procrastination a lot. Still do every once in a while. It just depends on what it is. I mean, if my wife asks me to take out the trash or do dishes, yeah, I'm procrastinating like crazy. But if it's something that I'm absolutely in love with or have passion for, then I'm not. There's a saying that says, if I had $1 million and I asked you to meet me tomorrow, you wouldn't procrastinate about it. You would get your butt there. It's just that your priorities are out of sync. So today we're going to talk about how it affects you, what it means, and how we can help you. The steps that I've done, the steps that Tiger is doing, and what professionals say. So let's get right into it, my friend.
Let's just jump right in.
I don't want to stick my foot in. I just want to jump right in. So how does it affect
you? Hold your nose, because here goes the cold water.
How does procrastination affect you, Tiger?
Laziness. It just kills me. I will find any reason to rush through work sometimes just to go back to a hotel room and sit. Now, granted, when I go back to the hotel room and sit, that's when I read Lewis Howes' book for our Thursday segment. When I go back to a hotel room and sit is whenever I get on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook for BLS. but I find that I put other projects off to do things I want to do. Now, it's not that I do everything for BLS, because there is times that I have nothing going at my regular job, and I've got all this free time with it. However, when it comes time to, I have all this free time, and it's like, okay, let's read Lewis Howes' book. And I'm like, oh, I know what I'll do. Let me read 5 pages of Lewis Howes' book, and then I'm going to play one game of Madden, which takes about 35 minutes. So I'll read 5 pages, and then I'll play Madden. And then I'll read 5 pages, and I'll play Madden. I'll do that, or I'll go to, say I'm going to work out, and I'll go out in the garage, and I'll just start tinkering with things, just walking around my garage. I'll set up my weights, I'll get all my weights racked, I'll get everything set like I'm going to do it, and then I'll tinker. I'll just start messing with electronics, I'll start rearranging the garage, I'll sweep, I'll clean. I'll do everything but work out, go back in an hour and a half. I feel like if I could get more control of myself, I believe I could get more done. We're all given 24 hours a day. I don't know why, but there are certain days that are worse than others where I just want to relax those 24 hours. I don't want to do anything. I want to be one of those guys who utilize every hour of my day, whether I need to plan my day better and stick to it or what I've got to do. Lewis Howes suggests that we write down our day from the minute we wake up to the minute we go to bed and try to stick to that. But you know what I'll do is I'll write out my day, and I just won't follow it. I'll cut corners. I'll say, well, I've got 2 hours here blocked off that I can work on Blog Talk Radio, or, you know, work on Books Like This Stuff or Other. And then I'll be like, or I could, you know, just lay here and watch TV. I don't know. Like, last night I found myself, instead of reading Lewis Howes' book for our work on Tuesday, I found myself watching Stone Cold Steve Austin show.
Skull Crusher?
Skull Crusher. Thank you. I got so hooked on Skull Crusher, like all these guys working out and being in shape and stuff and thinking like how I want to look like that or be able to perform like that. And instead of working out or doing anything, I got locked into that for an hour and a half. I watched 3 episodes. And I was like a zombie. I went to bed later than I should have. I, you know, didn't get things done that needed to be done that were a priority because I was so locked into Skull Crusher. So that is how procrastination gets the best of me. And it happens far too often. It happens more than I would like to even admit on this show, and this show is segmented specifically for procrastination.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we're on that time about talking about procrastination and the time that you spend putting things off, let me dive into this. And this is what I came up with today. My bullet point is you lose precious time. Now, how much time have you wasted procrastinating? Like you said, an hour and a half. Well, to me, that's a lot of time. I could be doing something else. I could be reading. I could be studying. I could be spending time with my friends and family, my loved ones. But the worst thing about procrastination is the moment you realize that you are 2, 5, 10, 15 years older and nothing has changed. Where did all that time go? What did you do? Just like National Quitters Day is January 15th. A lot of people put in 2 weeks of work and then they fall asleep for 2 years. And then they realize, oh man, I really need to get back into shape. To me, it's a terrible feeling. You can't turn back the hands of time, of course. You just have to live with the helplessness of feeling the regret. And that's one thing I don't want to do is whenever I die, I don't want to regret the things that I didn't do. Now, there's nothing worse in the world now that I look back at my life and be like, man, I really should have stuck that through. I should have done that. I shouldn't have dropped out of so many colleges or transferred. Or I should have just stuck with it. And it all begins with just taking the first step. Don't do that to yourself. You deserve what you desire. And that's what I think about the precious time that you've lost during procrastination. And I also think that you'll blow your opportunity. Because how many opportunities have you wasted because you didn't take advantage of them?
And, oh, a million. A million times have I been in the right place at the right time, and I just didn't, I don't have a better word, pull the trigger. I didn't, you know, seize the opportunity. I didn't take full advantage of the opportunity that I had.
Yeah, what we don't realize is that the opportunities that are in front of us could have been life-changing opportunities, but we missed out on it because most opportunities only come once in a lifetime, and we're afraid to pull the trigger, like you said, and we're never guaranteed
sure.
those second chances.
Sure.
Opportunities to me are the way the world is giving us more. It's giving us more to become more, to do more, but we need to literally, as Stone Cold Steve Austin would say, grab them by the balls and take it the way you want it to go.
Sure. You know, we are in control of our own destiny. We are the master of our own destiny. We project and we create and we should execute.
Yeah, and
I just find that sometimes I'm just lazy, man. Just
right.
Lazy. I think if I could write down a list of, like, the five things I'm bad at, I've never wrote this down, but I think lazy should be at the top of the list. I think I had a realization that lazy is just what I am. It's something I need to face, I need to stop putting off, I need to stop procrastinating on that, and I need to tackle that head on.
Procrastination is a failure not to have strong enough dreams or goals. That's simply procrastination is. Your dreams and goals are not strong enough. You don't wake up, you don't jump out of bed in the morning and go chase those dreams. Now,
sure, I hope for them. I hope for them, I wish for them, in the same way that you would go and buy a lottery ticket. I hope and I wish that the winning numbers fall into my hand. However, I'm going to do nothing to earn it myself. You know what I'm saying?
Now, right. You said earlier that you meet the deadlines. You're like right on time for the deadlines. You're not ahead. You're not anything. And I think
right.
that could ruin your career because procrastination prevents you from meeting deadlines or achieving your monthly targets. What consequences will this eventually have on your career, I ask you? You might miss out on promotions, or worse, you might even be at risk of losing your job. So don't undermine your own performance.
Sure. I just feel that I can get control of it. I just need to face it.
Now, do you think that having a major case of procrastination will damage your reputation through work or through relationships? Because
no, I think it does. Absolutely.
Right.
Sure.
Now, I found out today that procrastination will put your health in risk because it's linked to stress, anxiety, and those become to weight gain, excessive eating, your hair falling out. Look at my receding hairline. So
hi-oh, mine too.
But procrastination is like a habit, my friend. It really is hard to kick, but once you can break it, you become the best you possible. And remember, all habits are learned. I think I got my
sure,
procrastination
no.
from
sure.
my father.
Why?
Oh, because as a construction worker, he's like, well, I can do this, this, and this. I'll get all the equipment. I'll start on it, but I'll finish it later. And it never gets done. And I think that's where my habit came in that I learned from was seeing my dad do that a lot around the house. But as Napoleon Hill said, though, don't wait. The time will never be just right. So just get up and do it. Nike and with Shia LaBeouf said it right when they said just do it.
Oh, just do it.
So how do we
yeah.
overcome procrastination, my friend?
By motivation. Ty Lopez says the only way to combat procrastination is with motivation. There's no other way. Find what motivates you. Whatever he has four M's of motivation, you know, something like that. He has four things for motivation, which I really like today. So it's not for him, it's just one of them, like love. Or mating. Yeah, it's four M's. It's money, mating, movement, and something else. But I think I found out, you know, one of the things that I need to do is find out what truly motivates me. What do I want? Sometimes I think I have my hand in too many pots. You know, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, like, if I'm out enough places, I'm bound to be seen somewhere versus perfecting one thing and being known for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just need to re-clarify your goals. I think you just need to re-clarify your goals, my friend. You need to decide on who you are, what you want, and what you're currently doing in your off times. You know, sometimes we outgrow our goals as we discover more about ourselves, but we don't change our goals to reflect that. And I think that's one thing that we need to change, is constantly updating our goals, updating our dreams of what we want to do and what we want to become.
Sure.
So basically just some of the questions that you should ask yourself are, what exactly do you want to achieve? What should you be doing to get there? And what are the steps that can take you there? Does the current work that you're doing align you with the goals that you're trying to achieve? If not, what can you do about it, and how can you fix it? And
do you have any answers to these for yourself?
Yeah, I carry my journal with me every day. I make sure that I am working towards 3 to 5 goals each day that gets us closer to BLS, because I'm really looking at my motivation board right now. I read 26 books. I'm on 4 already, and it's the month of December. Trying to get my health in check, my wealth in check, love and happiness, 1% daily for sure. Now, and what I really like about our relationship that has grown is that we tell each other our goals. And that's
sure.
Because we keep it accountable. Now, I make sure that I announce my projects to my wife, to you. I put them on Facebook. I put them on Twitter. I make a motivational board. I tell other people to keep me honest. And that's why we have this such relationship, because I think another reason how to overcome procrastination is to get a buddy. Having a companion makes the whole process to me much more fun, because it's not
sure.
only competing against each other, but we're competing with other entities. We're competing with other businesses and other entrepreneurs. And I like competing back and forth, because whenever you're on, I'm on. And we try to not outdo each other, but perform at the same level. And that's what I really like about getting a buddy to beat procrastination.
Sure. Yeah, having an accountability. Someone holds
exactly.
you accountable. Someone to,
and the way
you know,
I
whenever,
found it is...
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Oh, Jim Ferriss, in his book, The 4-Hour Workweek, he talks about, or 4-Hour Chef, he talks about there's Facebook fan pages and there's mm-hmm. websites specifically for you to post your food, like whatever you're eating,
mm-hmm.
for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And everyone is there with a like-minded goal. Hey, my name is Tiger. I'm a co-host of a podcast called Matt Tiger BLS. My goal is to lose 25 pounds. I will be, you know, making a log of a photo log of my every meal I eat for the next 90 days to lose 25 pounds, whatever, 6 months to lose 25 pounds. And people will start following you, interacting with you, and you post everything. If you eat a Snickers, you post it. That way, you're mm-hmm. honest with people. People give you their honest opinions, like, hey, man, I know everybody breaks down. You had a Snickers today, but this is your 5th Snicker in a month. And then you got to reevaluate. Or today. Like, hey, bro, how many Snickers are you going to eat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like you said,
yeah.
You need to be hanging out with people that inspire you. Now, I'm pretty sure if you spend just 10 minutes talking to Bill Gates or Ty Lopez or Jim, well, you can't speak to Jim, or Les Brown or Tony Robinson, you'll become more inspired to act like them. So just spend 10 minutes talking to someone that has the same inspirations and same goals as you. These are influences.
Yeah, where do you find friends who align their goals like you do. My friends in the small town that I live in do not care about this at all.
Well, that's tough because, like I've said, I have a group of friends that really isn't into it, but they're starting to get into it. My wife is starting to get into it. But I also make sure that I join groups, I join discussions, and I communicate with other people. Like once a month or once every other month, I'll have coffee with our mentor, or I'll join a group. I'll go to the library. There's so many resources. You can get on meetup.com, which is not a dating site. It's just people with like-minded goals and people that have inspired to be like each other, to be great. And that's a great place to get out and network. I go to luncheons, I go to dinners, I go to meetings, because it's not what you do 10% of the time, it's what you do 90% of the time. Just like I always tell Tiger, I know Tiger gets upset that whenever I come down, we all go out to dinner and have a few drinks. Well, it's because I don't get to see him that much. We're talking about the show daily and growing, but when I get around him and his company, then that's when we let loose and we don't talk about the show. So it's okay. It's what you do 90% of the time that's going to make you successful.
And see, that was hard for me to grasp until you broke it down for me like that. Because I did worry. Mm-hmm. And I've had friends of mine and yours who say, you and Matt preach, but you do not practice what you preach. And I'll say, how so? And he says, well, when you come down, you and him are just playing grab ass and drinking. And then I was like, man, he's right. But then Matt said, no, he's not. He's not right. He's not even close to right. Matt and I talk daily, Facebook Messenger or phone calls. And I say daily. We spend our lunch break talking Facebook Messenger all day long. And we don't talk about family. We don't talk about life. We don't, or, you know, piddly things. All we're doing is grinding about the show. And then we come and we podcast. And then we're just focused on the show. And Matt said, we're doing this 90% of the time we're communicating. That 10% that I'm down is the summer season. It's the season of summer. We're allowed to have a few drinks. We're allowed to tell a few jokes. We're allowed to have a good time. Take it easy on yourself. Have a little bit of fun. Don't get lost in the hustle so much. Remember that you have a purpose. Remember that you have a goal, and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely right. Because you're going to get burnout so quickly. I know a lot of people tell you to jump in, but it's hard to jump in if you have a full-time job, you have a family, you're on the road constantly, you're moving, you're in school.
Sure.
That's kind of hard. Take slow steps. Break it down into little steps. Part of the reason why we procrastinate so much is because subconsciously we find work to be overwhelming for us. So break it down into little parts, and of course, focus on one part at a time. To me, sometimes I have to break it down even more, and even more after that, but I don't get frustrated with myself.
That's when it comes to loving yourself, treating yourself right, and most importantly, forgiving yourself. Let me tell you a little story about work. When I first got into the industry that I'm in currently, I had a boss named Anthony York, and he was a really cool guy. Ended up becoming sort of like a father figure to me. He used to tell me, like, hey, I think the wiring harness went out on this game. I need you to replace the entire watchdog harness, which is zip-tied, it's looped, it's wrapped in with every single wire in the game from top to bottom and zip tied neatly about every 2 inches. So I'd have to cut zip ties, I'd have to cut terminations, and then I'd have to put it all back in. I'd have to braid the cables, I would have to zip tie them back, I would have to reconnect them. Listen, man, it's an all day job, possibly 2 day job. But I used to ask him before I did it, how hard is it? And he'd say, no, it doesn't matter how hard it is, it has to get done. Yeah, no, but how hard is it? How hard is it? Well, it doesn't matter how hard it is, it has to get done. And I never understood what he meant. First time I had to replace a computer, I'd say, how hard is it? Well, it doesn't matter how hard it is. You're going to have to do it. Yeah, but how hard is it? What's your thoughts on that?
Life is hard. Life is hard. I think the harder stuff that you do, the more educated you become, the more talented you become, because it puts you out of your comfort zone, and that's something that you learn. You can't dismiss that knowledge of putting in hard work. Hard work and consistency is what will make you successful. And that's something that I've had a battle with, is consistency. I'll start something, I'll do it, and then I'll stop. I'll get off track. And then I'll start it over again. Then I'll get off track. Start it over again. Get off track. But it's putting in the work, the hard work. No one wants to work hard anymore. We're a generation that just wants to show up, get paid a lot of money, and do nothing. And that's a sad, sad day.
Sure.
But I think hard work. Hard work is what has made us the people we are today. Because I remember there has been many times where I've had to unload trucks and load trucks for UPS, man, and that was hard work in the middle of wintertime. In Christmas season, that was some hard work.
You know, I think everything's relative in that aspect. You know, sometimes, for certain people, not me, this bad, but we can't overlook the people who are listening who may think it's this bad. But the monotony of getting up and punching a clock for 8 hours a day, to some people, that's harder than loading and unloading semis.
Dude, it's so hard, because I do that myself daily. But I'm working on BLS. I wouldn't say part-time. I would say more than part-time, because I break up my days.
I would, too.
From 8 to noon.
I would, too.
Yeah, 8 to noon.
I was telling my
noon.
Wife, I said, I'm very happy that Matt is obsessed with BLS, but sometimes there's unhealthy obsessions. Like, not that you're, but it's like, this guy is, I mean, you want this to work as bad as you want to breathe.
Yeah.
It is insane how much you give BLS. And listen, hopefully no one's, your boss isn't listening, but sometimes you'll put off what's paying your bills to chase your dream.
It's true. It's 100% true. From 8 to noon, I'll work on my work, and I'll get everything that I needed done for the day. And then after that, I'll work on the show. I'll work on reading. I'll work on notes. I'll work on social media. I'm always learning something. But then again, if my boss calls me to do something, I'm right there. I'm right there because I need this job to pay my bills.
I think Matt got cut off somehow because we can't hear him anymore. Maybe he hit mute with his chin. We'll figure it out. He'll call back in. I was listening to a podcast with Ty Lope. Okay, got you back.
Okay, so where did I get cut off at?
I don't know, because I started scrambling trying to save us.
Like the Titanic.
Any time that we get stuck on the show without each other, we start doggy paddling and hyperventilating and not gathering clear thoughts. He hates it and I hate it. If something happens where one of us get disconnected, we scramble. So it's fun to see it be real people, because that's what we are. We're real people. Start over from the beginning. The best place to start, Matt, is from the beginning.
Exactly. The best time to plan a trip.
Yeah, sometimes things said twice will sink in better.
Yeah, just
please,
what I was saying.
Sink it in.
I work 8 to 12, hard as I can on my work. And then from noon until 4:30, then I'm working on the show. And then when I get home, I'm working on the show. I'm reading. I'm taking notes. But all this reading and note-taking, as Tiger said, you know, what is it really doing for you if you can't put it into action? And it finally hit me about 2 weeks ago. I need to start putting this stuff into action. And so I did. So, but of course, I need my full-time job to pay for my bills and to pay for the show and pay for everything else. So I'm working more part-time on the show, but of course I'm working full-time at my job. But I don't neglect my job. If my boss needs anything, then I'm always there. But I understand if you wake up and you have to clock in, because that's the hardest part for me. Right before I go to bed, I'm like, man, I have to go to this job because I have to pay for my bill. I have to do this. I have to do that. But then when it comes to the show, I can do this all day, every day. And that's just where my passion lies. Just like I referred just a few minutes ago that Tiger said, hey, stop reading and put it in motion. So I did. This weekend, I made hair products for BLS, hopefully going to come out. I just need to get it right. Just a whole bunch of stuff that's what I have a sometimes unhealthy obsession with this show, because this is what I was meant to do. This is what I was meant to be.
Sure. You believe that. You love it. You live it. Most importantly, you want it. Sometimes we don't feel like we deserve the things we want in life. I don't know what to consider that or what to chalk that up to, but I think sometimes in life procrastination hits because you don't think that you're worthy of it or you're scared of the other side. Like Jamie Foxx says, he often asks his children, what's on the other side of fear? And they never know, but it's nothing. And now it becomes almost like a Pete and repeat style of thing. He asks his children, what's on the other side of fear? And they look at him and they say nothing. Now, if you can get that system, that's powerful.
Amen. Because all fear is false evidence appearing real, my friend. False evidence appearing real. So
that's it.
Now that we're talking about fear and we're talking about procrastination, how do you see your days? What has got you down in such a procrastination mode right now? What has got you down? Is it the fact that you're moving into a new house? Which, congratulations, by the way, because you have my godson coming, which is super excited.
100% not the godson. But, no, I don't know that it's this. I don't think it's this moment in my life. I think this is something that I've battled with my entire life. And I think through this moving, I sold my first house. I bought my first house 4 years ago. I just sold my first house. It was a big milestone. I think that I was forced to face it whenever I was like, hey, let's go get a load. And then I was like, all right, let me sit here for 15 minutes. And then the people helped me, like, all right. So we would just sit. I'd close my eyes and I'd goof off. And then 15 minutes were up and I'd get up and do a load. Then I'd come back and I'd be like, I don't know, man. Let's watch Redneck Island for a second. And they're like, I guess. And then we'd watch Redneck Island and then I'd do another load. That's whenever I realized, like, oh, man, I think I have a problem with procrastination.
That's deep. I do the same thing. I do the same thing, for sure. My wife was like, hey, why don't you ever sleep in on the weekend? I'm like, why should I sleep in? I have one shot at this. And this is all I'll ever get. Might as well do it. I don't see the point of sleeping in bed all day. Or putting off something anymore. Because we're watching a movie this weekend. Now, that's my downtime. Is before I go to bed, I'll watch a movie. Or 20 minutes of a movie, and I'm usually out because I fall asleep pretty quickly.
Because you have to reward yourself.
Yeah. And in this movie, they were talking about time. And they was like, you humans don't value time. That's one thing you can't get back. And I was like, damn, that's really true. Everything I read is all about time and time management. And that's something that we really need to take care of is our time. Because, yet again, we only have a limited amount of time. No more do-overs, no more Marios, no more one-ups. This is it. We get one shot at this.
You know, it's funny that you're just saying that, because today I had an argument with my wife. Not argument, but discussion. We were talking about...
An argument.
Kai Lopez. Well, no, listen. Kai Lopez says, time is more valuable than money. My wife agreed. I disagree. So argument, discussion, you call it what you want. I think money is more important than time.
I disagree with you because money never sleeps, my friend. Money never sleeps. It's constantly changing hands. It's constantly moving.
Yeah, but time is constantly going. When you're asleep, the seconds are still ticking. Just like money is still changing hands.
Let
money
me
makes the world go round.
But
you can run out of
time. Limited.
And I think your financial growth is limited. That's why I want to make as much as I can while I'm here. I'm more into growing my financial status. The number one, the four M's that Ty talks about for motivation to fight procrastination. My number one was money. He said that's his number four. His mating is number one. That's my number four. I found my mate. I have three children. I'm purposely, the idea of becoming more successful to attract a better mate does nothing for me. But to him, that was his number one. My number one was money. Second, mine was, I don't remember what he calls it, but it means when you walk in a room, you want to be the most important guy in there. That's my number two. My number three was whatever he offered after that. I didn't finish the podcast, so that last one, but the fourth one for me I know was mating. I didn't care anything about that. I'm not trying to find a different mate. I'm not interested in a different mate, so that one just does not apply to me. So, but I found out that money is my biggest motivator. You know what will stop me from procrastinating? Offer me money.
Now, I do agree with you that money is great, but I just don't. To me, I consider money, if I become good at my craft and I become 100% attractive, that the law of attraction, basically, I'm going to attract all of that. But until then, I'm working on myself because I want that stuff to chase me. I don't want to be chasing it. I want it to chase me. And I think the reason how how we get to that point is to become educated, is to become interesting, and is to become givers. And I think all of that will start chasing us. I don't want to chase it. I want it to chase me. And I can't make it chase me until I become educated, giving, and become the best person I can.
Sure, the best version of that.
Exactly. Which I'm not very far off because I'm perfect anyway. But almost.
I agree. I think you're awfully perfect. But I guess for me, I think I should make all the money I can first. Then I'll have all the time.
That's tricky, man. I'm gonna have to dive into that and really think about that one because I think it's the opposite way. I think the better I become, the more money I'll have because time is precious to me because I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I could be gone. It could be
the beautiful
end
thing
of,
is, though,
man.
If you had all the money in the world, though, if you and I got signed tomorrow to something, speaking engagements, our own syndicated television show, Matt and Tiger BLS, and we got cut a contract, $1 million apiece. I'm not going into my job tomorrow. I'm done. You're not going into yours anymore. You're done. You're going to focus on BLS solely. Now that's when I feel like I'll have all the free time in the world. When BLS is the sole thing I do, I will have all the free time in the world.
Now, Oprah Winfrey said it best. I'm trying to remember this quote, so bear with me. I think she said, "Everyone wants to ride with you in the limo, my friend, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down." And I'm glad we have this kind of friendship because I know you would.
Sure.
Now, if BLS happened to take off, of course I would leave my job because this is what I want to do no matter what. Even if I was getting paid $50,000 or $40,000, I would leave my job because this is exactly what I want to do. $20,000, I would leave it. It'd be fine. But until then.
You know what? The beautiful thing is you're not working a day in your life if you are chasing this. Time becomes nothing.
Yeah.
Time becomes nothing. 12 hours into this day means nothing. Doesn't mean anything. You work six 12-hour days. It doesn't mean anything to anybody if you're chasing your draft. If BLS is what you were doing, if you had to work 6 days in a row and 12 hours a day at your job, you would complain to me. I would complain to you. I would say how it's not fair and I'm being overworked and underpaid and underappreciated. I would say all those things. So would you. Say with 90% of the people in the world. But if you had unlimited money, your mind wouldn't even think that way if you were able to chase your dream. What stops people from chasing their dream often is money. People don't chase their dream because they've worked at a job so long and they have a pension. They have worked so long that they're capped out at what their salary can be and they're making great money. People don't follow passions because they got comfortable. They're now living in a world where their bills are so high because they're used to making so much money that they can't step back to chase a dream. Well, I would love to do that, but it doesn't pay enough. I would love to do that, but I would lose my house, car, and, you know, comfort way of life that I'm used to living. Those are excuses people will give. It's not, oh, I don't have time. I don't have time to follow my thing. It's they don't have the money, because money is more important.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from. Now, to me, a wise person shouldn't have money in their head. I mean, a wise person should have money in their head, but not in their heart, my friend. Not in their heart.
Sure.
Sometimes just money often costs way too much. And I think that this is why I really want this show to take off, is because I'm not concerned about the money. I'm concerned about touching people. If money was to come, like I said, I would give most of it away because I want to change lives. I'm happy.
I'm happy
doing
the
show.
And I will give away my time because I'm happy.
I would give away all of
passion.
It. I'd give away all of it. My time, anything. Like right now, I'm a big component to my community. I give a lot of my time away to the community. And I absolutely
speaking of giving
it.
All your money away, guys, those of you listening, hashtag married a rich woman.
Education is rich, my friend. Education is rich. So let's get on a new subject. I would like to talk about money. Let's talk about money next Motivational Monday.
Sure.
That's great. You brought up some good insight because a lot of people do it for the money, and not a lot of people do it for the passion.
Sure. People forget their passion because money took over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a story of a man who is seriously borderline genius. One of the smartest
Thank
people
you.
I ever came into contact with.
You can go ahead and say your name, buddy. It's fine.
And he had dreams of becoming a lawyer. But sometimes your dreams get changed with life. And he had four children. And then with four children, he had to buy a home big enough to support four children. So now he has a mortgage. He's got to have a car to travel. He worked in a different town, so he had to commute. So, sorry, I got distracted. But you have to buy a car for a family because he has to use one vehicle to go to the next town over to make a living. He spends, I believe, 21 or 22 years working a job that made him sick, that made him unhappy, that caused health problems down the road, okay? But he went every day. Sure, he complained. We're human. We all complain. We all get that tight. We all have that right to feel sorry for ourselves at times. But through the complaining, he showed up every day. He showed up every day and he worked as hard as he could until one day he didn't have to do it anymore. You know, he was one of the lucky ones who got offered a way out and he took it. But then when he was 50 something years old, he took the test to be a lawyer. and he passed that test with flying colors. Now, he didn't study. He didn't go to school for it. He, you know, he did have a bachelor's degree from whenever he was younger, but he took the test and he aced it. And then you know what he said? He had offers to go to college to do that. People wanted him to chase that dream. People offered him the schooling. And you know what he says? I'm too old. That's a perfect example of how money is more important than time. Sure, he's happy now. He's fine. He's, you know, overall, if you... He's got a good life. He doesn't complain about much. He doesn't have to do that horrible job, but he did it for 20-something years. Then when he finally got talked into taking the test, they told him, oh, you could definitely be a lawyer. Here's the colleges that will accept you. He says, no, I can't go now. I'm too old. So he passed up on that dream. He passed up on his goal. He passed up on a lifelong passion, even though he achieved it. They achieved it so late it didn't matter to them.
Man, is someone dying in the background?
No, Jill hit play on the TV.
Oh,
super loud.
Well, that's a good story. I remember hearing that story.
Yeah, so tell me. That's why I think money is more valuable than time. It's stories like that. What do you think?
To me, I think the timer is. I think it's a great story, but to me, the timer is counting down, and we have no idea when it's going to reach zero, my friend.
Last night, you sent me a picture of an overweight skeleton.
Yeah. You like that?
What is it? No, I didn't like that. No, I didn't. And he said, "This is us."
Yeah, I'm skinny.
And then I drank a Pepsi.
Oh.
And then I drank a Pepsi.
Now, if you want to read about sugar, read Soda Politics. Ty referenced that book, and I read it, and I absolutely loved it. Sugar is destroying our bodies. And if you're interested in reading more about sugar, please get that book. It's called Soda Politics. And I'll put it up on Instagram and Twitter tonight.
Yes, please do. With your beautiful face holding the book. So was I. I know it's a real suggestion from you.
No, I got it from the library and I took it back.
I want you holding
it. I'll see if I can find it.
Next to, while holding your diet cherry Coke.
Right. So, whenever you ask me what I thought about that, this is the question that rings to mind. Well, this is the thing that it rings the most to me. And then we'll talk more about it on Monday, is that those who have time want money, and those who have money want time.
Oh, my gosh. Blew my mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
No,
all kidding aside.
That's what I think. That's what I think about it.
That's
those
it
who
is.
Have time want money, and those who have money want time. That's exactly what I see from it. And we'll dive more into it on Monday. Jesus.
Ooh, I'm excited. Yeah, we got a sick family over here.
Yeah, I'm still. Thank goodness I wasn't down to help you guys move.
Yeah, I appreciate you being a good friend. I asked you like 30 times when you ignored it. And then finally when the day came, you sent a message and said, what time are you guys moving next weekend? And I said, next weekend, bro? You knew it was this weekend. And then you put, oopsie poopsie.
Hey, I'm in the hospital dying. Here's a picture of my wristband.
Oh, you're too funny.
Can't come down.
Oh, no, you did see that, though. You knew I was there.
So.
Now, it was just a routine checkup that I still got the band and just said I was sick. What happened?
No, I was just asking if there's anything else you want to touch on.
Anybody
I'm excited for next
tonight?
Monday. I don't have anybody on right now. I don't see anyone.
Okay. Awesome. Ty Lopez says, find the next trend. Be prepared for the next trend. Don't let the next trend sweep you by. Don't let it pass you up. My question to you, Matt, is what trend do you think he said is going to be the next biggest hit? I'll give you a hint. It's called Snapchat. If you ask me, Snapchat's done. It's already hit its peak.
I don't think so. It's only probably about 2 years old. A lot of people, I follow a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, and he is a big component of Snapchat. Investor, he said, if you go somewhere, this is how you know the next big thing is. Look at the age market, 18 to 32. And if you see if you see moms doing it and dads doing it, then it's pretty popular. So next time you're at an airport or you're at dinner or at a basketball game or some kind of event, look around and see what everybody's doing on their phone. And that is what you should be investing in, my friends. He said that's what really got me into it about 3 years ago is when it was in development. I heard about it, and I wasn't too interested in it. But then again, I went to the airport, and everybody was on Snapchat. And so, therefore, I invested in it. And now he's coming out with a book March 8th, and he's going to be in St. Louis. So I really want to go to that. It's going to be exciting. And I think Snapchat is the next big thing. There's something that's going to be bigger than that. But I'm excited to see. I'm truly invested into the wearable technology of fitness bands. That's what I think is going to be the next big thing, because Fitbit is competing with Apple now, and it's going to be awesome. That's one thing that I'm interested in.
You think there's a market for that?
Yeah. Fitbit is going to release a new watch called the Fitbit Blaze. In March, you can get it for $199, and you can get your messages, you can get your Bluetooth, you can do heart rate, you can do everything that iWatch does almost. There's a few components that are left out, but I think that's going to start a big battle between Garmin, Fitbit, Apple, and a whole bunch of other things. The wearable technology of fitness, I think that's going to be great.
So you think Apple Watches are awesome?
I think they're okay. But I wouldn't pay the price for them. No way. There's no way I would drop $400 or $500 on that. And
I have the all gold one.
Yeah, and all gold is amazing. You look great in it. But Fitbit is coming out with
No. Really, Google it. I have the all gold one, the all gold iPhone one.
Yeah, I know. You showed me. I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, I don't wear it.
And
but now that you think
Fitbit,
it's cool, I'm gonna rock that every day.
Fitbit's coming out with something similar but half the price, and I think a lot of people are going to jump on it.
Now, will Fitbit sync up to an iPhone?
Yes. Yes, it will.
I don't know anything about Fitbit.
Yeah. They're okay. I have a Fitbit. Well, I did until my dog chewed it up. My wife has a Fitbit. I work with a lot of clients that have Fitbits. I really like them. A lot of people don't like them. I said a lot of people don't like them, but I enjoy them. But Snapchat, yeah, I think Snapchat is going to blow up. I think there's going to be some other things that you can do. I think like live streaming videos, like movies or something like that. Something big is going to come because people are starting to write books about it, so it's growing. Now, I think Twitter's on its way out. Instagram is pretty powerful. Tumblr is on its way out. Facebook will always be around. MySpace is making a pretty big comeback. They're doing a whole lot of music scenes, but I don't think they'll ever be Facebook big. But I wonder what's next. I think we're headed for a recession once again. It happens like every 4 to 6 years. I think it's about time for another one, my friend. The stock market crashed the other day. Yeah, the stock market plummeted 500 points. Oil is at almost an all-time low at $27 per barrel. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous right now. That's why you're getting gas for like $1.50, $1.25. I've seen some places where like 97 cents right now. So I'm excited to see what's next.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, man. I'm excited. I just tell people if you're right, which scares me because I don't think everybody positions themselves for a fall like that. But I hope everybody's ready for it. If it happens, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if it happens. But if you follow the trends, recessions usually are four to six, maybe 8 years in between. And if you listen to Ty and a lot of financial people, they'll talk about that. That's a big major component of how they invest and what they invest in. But technology is not going anywhere. We're literally in the prime of technology. So if you invest in technology, you'll be fine. Snapchat's going to blow up. It's getting pretty big. But a lot of people are getting worried about Snapchat because that stuff is deleted instantly, and some of it isn't because it's all out in cyberspace. They can track it down. So be careful what you post on the internet, my friends. Be careful what you Snapchat. Be careful of what you put on Facebook because a lot of companies and other people will find that stuff, and it can hurt your image. It can hurt your brand.
Sure. I think I awoken Matt up to that. Because you never took that into consideration.
Yeah, I never did post like anything super negative or anything like that. But I send my wife a lot of pictures, so need to pull back on that a little bit. just in case.
Just a hair.
Just in case the World Wide Web gets a hold of it.
That is funny, though.
Well, my friend, it's almost 9 o'clock. We've been on here an hour. So is there anything else you want to touch on, my friend, before I let you go to spend time with your kids before you leave?
They're actually in bed. I get to spend a lot of time with them. Luckily, I have a best friend named Matt that sets the show up at 8 o'clock, and their bedtime is 8 o'clock. So I get to see them off, kiss them goodnight, and jump on a podcast with you. Tomorrow, we have Lewis Howes, Chapter 7. We will be discussing... Mm-hmm. Going to be an 8 o'clock show, I believe. And then Wednesday will be what time?
Wednesday would probably be around 6:30. Just depends on, I work late that night, but I will make sure that I make time for the show. But I will keep everybody updated on social media. Yeah.
And then
Thursday,
Friday is a drive home.
Yep, Friday is a drive home. Saturday we're free. Sunday is Style Sunday. I don't know who will have Sunday, but I'll
if
make
you don't
sure
have
that
anybody
we have
locked up. Well, if you don't have anybody locked up, I'm going to bring in a meditation guru.
Do it. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Okay. If not, it'll be a meditation guru or Ty Lopez. Matt,
Ty Lopez
I took
great.
Us out last night. You take us out with a quote and let us know what BLS stands for, my friend.
All right, everyone. So as we talk about days and we talk about procrastination, just remember, days are expensive. When you spend a day, you lose. You have one less day to spend. So make sure you spend each day wisely. And like always, BLS, believe, learn, and succeed, my friends. As for me, I'm Matt. To my left is lovely Tiger. Everyone have a great Monday.
Hugs and kisses.